Rules Committee. Good afternoon to all the members of the Senate Rules Committee. I know we have one absence today. Why don't we call a quorum, or we establish a quorum, I should say, and get going. So Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Cannella.
Here.
Cannella, here. Leyva. Mitchell.
Here.
Mitchell, here. Runner. DeLeon.
Here.
DeLeon, here.
Okay, we've established a quorum. Colleagues, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take files, items 1 through 7 before us. What I'm going to do is I'm going to separate. I'm going to, one, I should say, minus 2. So we'll take 1 and 3 through 7. I'm going to separate the question of 3E. So 3E is Celia McGinnis. I'm going to separate that question, and we'll have a vote on that separately. So it's 1, 3, minus 3E, and 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, we have a motion made by Ms. Mitchell. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Cannella.
Aye.
Cannella, aye. Leyva. Mitchell.
Aye.
Mitchell, aye. Runner. DeLeon.
Aye.
DeLeon, aye.
Okay. Motion passes on a 3-0 vote. We'll leave it like that right now. We'll go to file item number 3. That's Mr. Mark Gregerson. Mr. Gregerson, welcome. You're here with regards to your appointment by the governor, the position of PERB, the Public Employment Relations Board. Is there anyone you'd like to introduce or present, a significant other, a friend, loved one? Please do so, and you can go right into your comments, and then we'll go to a question and answer.
Okay, thank you. Yes, thank you. I'd like to introduce my wife, Mary.
Welcome.
And my daughter, Jody.
Jody, welcome. Welcome, Mary.
In addition to that, I would like to recognize current and former colleagues from the PERB board, Gene Huguenin.
Eugene Huguenin, my good friend from CTA. Welcome.
Eric Banks and Priscilla Winslow.
Hi, Priscilla.
I didn't get to see you. My other colleague from CTA, my CTA days. Well, welcome, Mr. Gregerson. Why don't we begin?
Okay, thank you. It's my pleasure to be here today for your consideration of my appointment to the Public Employment Relations Board. I was honored to be selected by Governor Brown, and I'm honored to appear before you today. The most important goal that I have for my term on the board is to reduce the number and processing time of cases that are filed at PERB. I have an almost 40-year career in public sector labor relations and public service. My experience has taught me to believe in the collective bargaining system because the best solution is usually the one that the parties are able to work out by themselves. I believe that my background and my experience are valuable to PERB and complement the backgrounds of my colleagues. The board works well together, and with your support, I look forward to continuing my work. That concludes my introduction, and I'd be delighted to answer any questions.
Thank you very much, Mr. Gregerson. Why don't we begin with the Q&A from the members themselves. Ms. Mitchell.
Thank you very much, Mr. Pro Tem. Good afternoon. It's good to see you again. I appreciate you including in your opening comment your commitment to reducing case processing times. Could you talk to us a little bit about how you as a board member and the board itself, given your governance kind of role and responsibility, can make that happen?
Yes, I think it's in terms of making case processing a priority on the board.
Well, actually reducing case processing time.
And it comes with making that a priority of the board and a focus of the board as well as the other divisions of the Public Employment Relations Board. And it also comes with budgetary resources in order to make sure that appropriate budgetary resources are available to handle the work of the agency.
You think that's been the primary driver of the backlog numbers increasing over time?
I don't know that it's one single thing. Mm-hmm. I think there's a variety of contributing factors to it. But, you know, I think making it a priority and looking at available resources is a good start in order to reduce the processing time.
Makes sense. Second question for me, Mr. Pro Tem. We had a brief conversation about it today, and so I'd just like for you to share for the record your thoughts and views with regard to the greatest challenges you think will face PERB over the next several years.
I think there's probably three things. First and foremost would be retirement. I think it's in everybody's interest in order to make sure that we and employees are provided with sustainable retirement systems. And the pension reform of a number of years ago really started that. I think there's more work that needs to continue. The second thing that I think is going to be impacting PERB is as we come out of this great recession, employee groups are interested in getting back a number of concessions that they've made during the Great Recession, whereas employers are interested in restoring services that were reduced. And so that's really kind of creates a little dichotomy in terms mm-hmm. of those resources. And mm-hmm. as a result, I think that there may be more impasses that are reached and potentially more concerted activity on the part of employee groups. Mm-hmm. Then the third challenge, I think, is going to be healthcare, both for active employees as well as for retirees in mm-hmm. order to handle that monumental cost and the sharing of the risk that comes with those costs.
Given the amount of time you've served on the board thus far, coupled with these challenges you foresee, do you think that we've got the right people in the right seats on the bus to confront them and manage our way through them?
I think PERB has, I'm very impressed with PERB staff. I'm very impressed with their dedication and their professionalism and their approach to handling their jobs. And so I think the short answer to that is yes, all the elements of success are there.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thank you, Mr. Pro Tem.
Thank you, Ms. Mitchell. Colleagues, what I'm going to do is I'm going to lift the calls on the file items number 1, 3 minus 3E, and then 4, 5, 6, 7. So, Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Runner?
Okay, motion passes on the 4-0 vote. Can I get a motion for file item 3E? We have a motion made by Ms. Leyva. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Cannella?
No.
Cannella, no. Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Mitchell?
I'm sorry, what
are we doing? 3E.
3E.
Aye.
Mitchell, aye. Runner? De Leon?
Aye.
De Leon, aye.
Motion passes on a 3-1 vote. Now we will go with Mr. Cannella.
Thank you, Mr. President. We had a nice discussion about 45 minutes or so, and I don't have any follow-up questions. I just want to say, you know, you had represented the management side, the employer side, and a lot of times those can get contentious. I was involved in lots of negotiations when I was in local government, and you know, sometimes those are pretty hard to get through. But I've noticed that you have support from not only the management employer side, but also the labor side, and I think that shows that you've been very unbiased in your opinions, and you've tried to work with both sides, and I think that's what we need on this board. So I look forward to supporting you today.
Thank you.
No questions.
Just commentary.
Just commentary. Okay. With that, we'll go to Ms. Leyva.
Thank you, Mr. Pro Tem. I, too, have commentary. I very much enjoyed meeting with you, Mr. Gregerson. I think your 40 years of labor experience and bargaining experience will make you perfect for the job. I enjoyed meeting with you and chatting with you. Good luck, and please let us know if we can be helpful to you in any way.
Thank you, Senator.
You're welcome.
Thank you. This sounds like a coronation right now. So why don't we go to those who are in support of Mr. Gregerson. Those in support of Mr. Gregerson, please file up here. There's a microphone here. Oh, this is going to be full-blown testimony, right?
Amy Brown in support. Amy Brown on behalf of Damari Brown Hicks and Kessler. I worked with Mr. Gregerson back in 2000 when I was with the League of California Cities, and I'm here to support his confirmation today. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Ms. Boma.
Good afternoon, Mr. Pro Tem members. Christy Bauma on behalf of the California Professional Firefighters. Pleased to be here in support of Mr. Gregerson's confirmation. I could honestly say that when we heard of his appointment by the governor, we were wondering how the devil himself would serve on a board that is supposed to provide fair outcomes for our members. Mm-hmm. But we have seen so far in his activities that he was doing an amazing job representing his previous client, and now he has embraced the role of being an arbiter, a neutral, trying to bring the parties together and bringing them to some sort of settlement rather than what he was tasked with doing before. So we are proud to be here and urge your confirmation.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Boma. Next witness in support.
Good afternoon. My name is Jeff Sloan. I'm with the law firm of Rennie Sloan Holtzman Sakai, also known as the Public Law Group. We represent cities, counties, special districts, universities, colleges, and the courts in labor relations, all of which employers are under the jurisdiction of the Public Employment Relations Board. Today is an important day, I think, for Mr. Gregerson and also for the Senate, but it's also a banner day for the constituents of the Public Employment Relations Board. Mr. Gregerson clearly has expertise as well as great judgment, and I know that he will help contribute toward the balance on the board, as well as lend credibility to the board in the eyes of the board's constituents, including public sector employers. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Any other folks in support of today's nominee? Any other folks in support? Seeing none, those in opposition? Seeing none right now, why don't we go straight to a vote right now? Can we get a motion from Mr. Gregerson? We have a motion made by Ms. Leyva. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Cannella?
Aye.
Cannella, aye. Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Mitchell?
Aye.
Mitchell, aye. Runner? De Leon?
Aye.
De Leon, aye.
Mr. Gregerson, congratulations.
You have passed on a bipartisan vote, and you will go to the Senate floor. Thank you very much. Okay, colleagues, we're going to we are graced here by the presence of a former colleague of ours, Senator Guillermo Emerson, who's here with us today. You know, welcome. Yeah. Once a senator, always a senator, of course. You know, so what we're going to do, colleagues, is we're actually going to adjourn the Senate Rules Committee and go to an executive session right now. So this committee is adjourned.